Oh, Katie, it's always you and me first.
I know. It's like a me at, it was me at what, yesterday too.
Maybe we're just not as busy as everyone else. I don't know.
Well, I just feel like other, yeah, I just, we need more of a presence in the Folio community. And, other people haven't really been attending the SIG, so I kind of just attend myself, even if it's not my specialty.
Fair. I'm usually the very first person at any meeting that I'm attending for some reason. I've even started like waiting to log in until about 2 minutes before the meeting, and I'm still the first person. Maybe it's just because I'm used to hosting so many, and when you're hosting, you want to kind of try to get in before the people.
Yes, same here. I host a lot of Zoom meetings too.
Hello everyone. So people are still joining in, but I think we can start with some housekeeping items and announcements. So first of all, this is our meeting schedule for the rest of the year. So we are meeting today. We won't meet next week because both Regan and I can't convene this meeting. We won't meet, of course, December 25th, and we won't meet January 1st. Next planned meeting will be then January 8th. So, given that we have a topic for this meeting, but this is the next planned meeting. Okay, are there any other announcements? Okay, but you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The next topic is about our meeting cycle. So currently we are meeting once a week for 60 minutes, more or less. And yeah, we had to cancel some meetings in the last few months. So if you look at our agenda page here, I think it started in, Black Spring, summer, where we often skipped a meeting. So that is why I just want to bring it up here. You can, think about it until early next year if we should switch our meeting cycle from weekly to bi-weekly. That is nothing we have to decide today. But as Charlotte also pointed out, there are some sigs that have slowed down with the pace of meeting. So I leave it open to you if you have anything you want to respond today, or you just think about it, and we bring this topic then back at the beginning of next year. And I see Charlotte's hand.
So I just put into the chat a link to a Wiki document which were presented at the PC today, where because in the PC we are also talking about how can we maybe coordinate so we free up some work time for not just for the MMSIC or for the PC or so in general. And the proposal I put in was that we the last meeting of every month, we try to so we encourage the Folio community to not schedule any of the regular meetings. And then if you scroll down a little bit longer, then of course, if there's any urgent meetings or topics that need to be discussed, then this is not a demand at all. It's just an encouragement. And the more six, the more of the councils, the more of the working group meetings we could get aligned around a proposal like this, then we could free up some, real work time. I personally can see that it is so hard to get bigger tasks, bigger papers written, et cetera, when I'm jumping and have 15 minutes here, have another hour here, and it's not always. So of course, if a meeting is being cancelled, then you could say that free up an hour, and but all of you probably also have bigger tasks where it doesn't, 1 hour coming in suddenly doesn't help. It needs focus time, it needs some real planning. But we are trying right now, having this conversation, and we are to reach out to all the six. I will write out together with Jeremy a message and loop in the six and get a sense of is this, will this idea. Can we try to align around this, or is it not any good? But by picking the last week in the month, then we are already picking some of the more quiet weeks, so the Thanksgiving week and the Christmas holidays. But please, if you have any comment or suggestions or something, then I'm happy to hear and get feedback. I can mention that there was one convener suggesting to me that what about having meeting-free Mondays, every Monday? But the thing is that all the meetings we have right now, if it was Monday or picking any day, then they would need to try to fit in their meetings in one of the 4 other weekdays. And I know from the linked data sick, and Laura probably can, she can probably confirm that it has been so difficult for this new SIG to find a meeting time where all in the group were able to attend. So it would be really a challenge if we said, okay, all meetings on a given weekday, now you have to fit in and find a meeting spot in one of the remaining weekdays.
Okay, so Charlotte, I was looking at my calendar to see if we were to change to meeting just twice a month instead of like four times as we do right now or every week. That would work in January, February, but I think we would collide in March, so that would then mean we wouldn't meet for 3 weeks, so that is something we have to keep in mind then as well.
Alternatively, yeah, but alternatively, then you can say you get this list in so good time, so then you could maybe plan for and have a meeting where you have two meetings in a row instead of going into this. There's no one who says that you should not, that you should then have 3 weeks a part of your meetings here in the MMSIC.
Yep, fair enough. Okay, then I would suggest that Regan and I take this idea or this proposal that Charlotte just shared and the idea that we slow down our meeting pace and we'll discuss it as well as we are of course open for any comments. So if you have any objections or if you support the idea, then just please reach out to us. And from chat, I can tell that at least Vivian supports moving to meeting twice monthly. And I think from what I read from Laura and Katie, that sounds like they do as well. But Laura has her hand raised.
I was just going to suggest we could do a Slack poll on this.
Yep, that's a good idea as well. We are using Slack for so many years that I totally forget that we can do such things. Yeah, but that's correct. Yeah, then let me set up a poll where people then can vote. And yeah, we will leave it open until, I mean, like early next year. Okay, good idea. So, and here we have a topic. As many of you will know and remember, we have our MMSIC community priorities. They are here, they are living in the Product Council Wiki space, and these are the top five things the community, the MM community, wants to see implemented. We were voting on these, and this is the result. Then Lynn suggested that we could see if we can get these items, or Jira items in a state where they can then picked up by whoever, feels responsible has time for, but we will talk about that in a moment. So as you can see, some of them are in draft, or a lot of them are in draft status. One of them is closed, but that is just the pre-work, not the actual work. So that is the analysis work. So what I did, I took a look at these things, and also I think I'm not sure if we really should spend a SIG meeting or today's meeting going through them, because as I remember, we did that at least once. But I my suggestion would be that maybe if people feel responsible for one or more topics, one or more of these features, because their library needs them really bad, we could maybe find a bunch of volunteers who then sit together via Slack or in a meeting and try to refine those Jira items, collect use cases, see if there are any anything if there is anything open, and try to work on these items. So here are my initial thoughts. So for reorder of holdings and items, we know that reorder of items is currently being developed. That's with Ryan's team. Here I'm wondering if there is anything we should discuss. How is reorder of holdings looking? Then we have the new inventory UI. That's a really huge topic, and currently I don't have anything else to say to that. We have something about searching Mark in the UI, and there's a wiki page from Kalila's development team, so we could look at that. Regarding the leading and trailing white spaces, there is already a wiki page where that I've started and where some people already have added comments, so we could look at that. And the repeatable instance resource type is a topic that we need to work on, or small group maybe has to work on as well, because this looks like it could be a straightforward requirement, but because the instance type, that is what we call it in Folio, so the RDA resource type, that's currently just a plain text or string field, and I assume other apps are using this field as well. Maybe the orders app or the like is it checkout app or resource access. So if we change this data type, the data type of this field, that would mean it's a breaking change, and other apps have to be adjusted as well. So I can see from chat that Laura is interested in working on the, is it priority number four, the leading and trailing spaces. Yep, that's something I'm interested in as well. What do others think how we should approach this? Do you agree that we could have like an interest, smaller interest groups for each of these topics?
This is Laura. I'm just going to jump in since no one
Sure.
else seems to have their hand raised. I think that's a really good approach. The smaller interest groups that we've been successful work doing work like that in that way in the past. So I think that's an excellent approach. And then also if there's one of these that we all say is a priority, but none of us are actually committed to working on it, that tells us something.
One of my questions is, and this is especially for some of the stuff under like priority number one, is do we have an idea of what is needed to move something from draft to open? And that's where, because like looking at a couple of these, they look fairly complete. And do we have an idea of why these have never been made open? Or is it just a matter of at some point we need to poke a product owner and go, could you please move this?
So I can explain that. If a feature, so a UX part ticket, does not have any underlying Jira stories who are defining the work, then it is still in draft. As soon as a UX part feature has all the defining Jira work items written up. So not just one ticket, but the complete series of work which this feature would be consist of, then it can be shifted to open. So maybe try and click on one of them, UXPROT 3178. And then let's see if it's correct that it has no underlying ticket.
What was it? Was it a 31?
So you could just click on the link you had in your document.
No, that's not a link.
UXPROT,
Don't.
if you click on that link, it's coming from Jira. And then you scroll down a little.
Yep, here
So that,
we only have one link ticket, and that's another feature, and we don't have any
yeah.
stories.
So there's no item, work items, which is labeled with defining, so defined by. So now we are looking at a feature, and it will be defined by, and then a list of Jira tickets. So these need to be written up. And when that is done, then you can change it to be open. I see Lynn's question. So normally it is the PO who is writing up the Jira stories. So in this case, I would reach out to the PO for inventory and ask, do you want us to draft Jira tickets? Will that be a help for you? And either Ryan or I don't know if Christine is doing tickets like that, will say that, yeah, we would like you, it would be a huge help, or they will say, no, we don't, we want it to write it on our own. I don't know.
Well, I can reach out to Ryan and Christina and ask them their opinions and then report back on what they would like us to do or any directions they have for us. But yes, thank you, Charlotte, for that explanation, because that's always been a bit of a. Because I kind of like. Bugs are what I normally like put Jiras in for, and I know those are a special way, and I've never quite known how just a regular Jira moves through all of its stages. So thank you.
I think what such a small working group then could also do is try to find duplicates in Jira, because from what I can tell, maybe some of them should be relabeled or renamed. Some of them could be closed as duplicates to work that has already started. So cleaning up Jira here would then also be a part of the work. Okay, so what I could do is I could add like a small table to our to today's meeting notes, where we have a number of columns with the topics, and then people could just add their names if they are interested in working together, and then people can find related people and to start with the work self-organized. But even if we get those, get those Jira features in a better state, there's also the question who, which development team can develop it, and in what time frame. And as we no longer have a community-funded development team like we used to have way back with a Prokopovich team, that's also a big question here. I don't know if there are any, if there's any library or library consortium that would then fund development, a development team. Yeah, I don't know.
No, maybe I think inviting Ryan and the other POs for inventory and present them for each of these features. And I don't know if that has happened already. But I know the PC has presented the total list for the product owners. But have a conversation. Well, going over each of the features and in many cases, then maybe Ryan can quickly get us an idea about is this large or an extra large, or is this even a jumbo ticket to have done and can begin think of when could this be developed by the team who is right now doing the inventory development. So I'd say the optimal solution, of course, would be to have the Folio team or is it the Spitfire team to do development.
Yep, so I know because Kalila wrote it to us that at least the searching of mark fields in the UI, that is something that Spitfire and or FolyJet are currently working on and will be working in next year. So I think you can get a good overview if you look at this wiki page here, what describe that describes the phased approach for this kind of development. But that would then be something that the smaller working group had to look at and see if there's anything missing from what the SIG thinks they need. Okay, so if I don't hear any better plan or a large objection, then I will add a table like described here, where people can enter their names. And then, you can see who would be willing to work on what topic. Then you can, get in touch with each other. All right. Jennifer wrote us that she can't join today's meeting. So I'm not sure, Charlotte, if you want to elaborate on the PC meeting from earlier today.
Yeah, I can do that. So
Okay.
that was a presentation by BBB, so that's the Bavarian Library Network on this a new functionality in Folio they have developed for RFID tagging. So it's not fully a Folio module, but it looks very folio-like. Felix Bitchkop, I think his name was, has also presented the same app for the implementer SIG. But I think it is looking really good. And I know that the PC has been thinking about that making a list of, you can say, all these very nice initiatives happening in the libraries with supporting apps solutions which are interacting with Folio, so have it listed so other libraries maybe could use this as well. We did also talk about that Folio RFID is kind of a non-topic right now in the Folio context, and it probably is a little bit. It's something we should think about and get into as a true Folio module. Maybe BBB would be able to convert their solution into being Folio compliant code. I don't know, but yeah, it's a missing functionality right now. But please, if you have time and you are interested, then maybe watch the recording of the PC meeting.
Can I ask a follow-up question? So, what exactly is this this app or this module doing? Is it like an alternative to checkout, or is it just converting barcodes to RFID?
It's an alternative to check out and check in, yes. And then they, so I took some screen dumps, but give me a sec, then I'll see if I can find one. There's a little, 2 sec. Maybe then I can share. So it's a module RFID connect, and then he demonstrated that simply by putting the books on this kind of a flat reader, simply just put the books, and then you get up then through this RFID tag which is in the book. Then you get up this information with the item barcode that, and the item barcode will then look up the title in inventory, and you get the call number. And in this example, there's no circulation status, but there was also some additional information. And then you could choose, do I check it out? And you can see this little lock. That is to explain that it is, it's protected. So there will also an alarm will buzz if you are trying to leave the library through the gates without having it checked out. But if it is then being checked out to the patron, then this lock will then show as a green icon, and then it is. Allowed for the patron to bring it out of the library's door. This is just one of the screens. He did also show, but I unfortunately I cannot go through all these screen dumps. Then I need to, if you watch the recording, then Felix explained it very well. Did that answer your question, Felix?
Yes, that does. Okay. So I see that Bella hasn't met, and I see that the data import SIG has met yesterday. There's the notes are linked. And they are currently writing up community expectations for the use of a qualifier for match profiles. And there will be a data import lab this week. I don't know if anyone attending the data import SIG wants to add anything. Then please just speak up. All right, then, thank you all for attending the meeting today. We will see us again in 2026. So have a great Christmas holiday. Yeah, celebrate New Year's Eve and stay safe and healthy. And we will see us next year. Bye all.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Bye.